This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, there it is. Sunday, June 3rd,
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe it's already Sunday, June 3rd, 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and then, of course, back with a weekday transmission, 11 a.m. Central. You've got David Knight in the morning. You've got Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone after that as we add more live broadcasts to the InfoWars radio/TV lineup. Wow. Today, we're going to have Zach on, who's just a really smart guy and a great source, and really already tells me things that I already basically know from other sources, but he likes to come on the show, and we like to have him on the show. And he knows Elon Musk, and he knows Louis Farrakhan, a lot of other folks that behind the scenes have been reached out to and basically have been resonating with, especially if you talk about somebody like Elon Musk, with the bigger plan. Now, what is the bigger plan? The bigger plan is not the globalist plan. And I keep obsessing over this because I've always been trying to get humanity to get off the globalist track of depopulation, of planned austerity, of the globalist thinking humanity's a bunch of trash, dumbing us down, trying to make us fight with each other, so they can control the future and try to depopulate us before we discover the life extension technologies and all the other key information. And I've been obsessing over that for 20-plus years. I've made a film about it, several films, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, turned a lot of heads, because it's the quotes and the statements of the top billionaire globalist to almost a man, other than like a Donald Trump or Elon Musk or a few others who have bought into the plan to have this big, giant global government and to cut off the resources and then have controlled bioweapon releases that wipe out large segments of the population. That's been the decided plan. And we've been building towards that plan for really 45 years or so. The globalists didn't get full control until about 45 years ago. And they didn't have total control, but they got steering control. Didn't mean there wasn't still resistance and things, headwinds and storms they had to go through and resistance, but they were in control of the national security apparatus of the West. And now their final goals come into view. So I could cover hundreds of incredible news articles, really interesting things happening, a lot of amazing things happening, and they're all important. But they're all just backdrop and just part of the fabric of the plans. And see, are you really conscious? Are you really alive if you aren't part of a plan, part of your own destiny? Because the globalists have decided your destiny. They've got a plan. And I'm here trying to expose that plan. It's how we predicted everything you've seen happen. Because I didn't predict it. They have a plan. I was reading their roadmap. I'm like, wow, they're going to do this. This is really horrible. And then as it began to all come true. People said, wow, this guy's smart. No, they're in control. I read what they were planning. Well, some other folks have a bigger plan.
The Alex Jones Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've got it.
There's an answer to this riddle. I don't sit here and say, oh, look, we're under attack like nobody else in the world except for Trump. I don't say that to, like, brag. How do you brag about thousands of articles a week lying about you, hundreds of TV programs we know of every week lying, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Bill Maher, all of them last week just lying about me, 4 or 5 Comedy Central shows every week. They have one show 4 nights a week that attacks me with total lies. Why are they doing that? What is it about InfoWars? What is it we're saying that has them so upset? And I'd already heard this before from people at the Pentagon, the CIA, academics, people I talked to, Louis Faircon, sitting there having dinner with him at his house. And like a code word 2 years ago, he goes, you know, Kanye, he's come and visited us, and Kim Kardashian, and, you know, they want to do something bigger. They want to change things. They would like a bigger plan. And Faircon's looking at me. And I'm sitting there, you know, after I've eaten 3 servings of food, tired, I'm on a the reality TV people, I'm not really into them. And then I saw Kanye get up there and say, it's a bigger plan. And that's what it's called at the highest levels of the breakaway intelligentsia in Hollywood, in banking, in culture, that are liberals, they're conservatives, they're straight, they're gay, they're old, they're young, they're black, they're white, they're Asian, they're Hispanic, they're Arab, they're whatever. But they don't like the big mega bank, big mega corporation, Alphabet, that's the big parent company of Google, YouTube, Tim Cook, Apple, the communist Chinese selling political dissidents' organs. They don't like this really anti-human, post-human plan. And so they call it the bigger plan. And, you know, I think I'm smart sometimes, but I told the story of going to a business meeting and a brunch yesterday, and told it yesterday in a live feed I did, and I'm looking for the salt over here where the ketchup and the jelly and the sugar's at, and my business associate goes, Alex, it's right there. It's right there. And I already knew all this. I already knew Trump was resisting. I already knew there were groups that wanted a pro-human future to a point that I could predict what would be in his State of the Union. I could predict what his speeches would be, all of it, because he's not getting his information from me. He's getting it from the deep study and the analysis and the pro-human patriots in the government, that when we got down to the final line of handing America over to the Chinese communists, letting them run all the major corporations, Hollywood, giving them all the code keys to Alexa, Siri, that they said, man, this is really real. Then there was a decompartmentalization. And my broadcast and Matt Drudge amplifying InfoWars and other key areas help trigger a debate and a discussion within Silicon Valley, within the Pentagon, within NASA, within the big tech giants that is incredible. And, of course, I wasn't the only one talking about this. It's just that I was able to get a big enough medium to break through. And then they thought, oh, this crazy sounding Texan and, you know, the stuff he does, we can twist this and discredit this whole movement. So the government and the corrupt elements amplified me the last few years, thinking that that would discredit the pro-human big plan movement. And instead it supercharged it. It really is incredible. When I come back from break, I'm going to give you some of the best news that I've ever seen when it comes to humanity's awakening that I was already thinking about naming the show on the video streams today on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and places. I was already thinking of naming it this when I came in. Just from discussions with Paul Watson, discussions with my wife, discussions with my children, and what I've done the last 2 weeks, and what I've been saying on air. And then suddenly I went and filtered through a couple hundred articles they printed up just off top news sites. And there was a theme there. There was a theme that I was already going to go on air with, which again shows the 100th monkey syndrome or phenomenon where there have been real tests where you'd have a group of monkeys on one island that are research primates being taught to do complex tasks, and then an island 7 miles away where there were no monkeys communicating or traveling back and forth. As soon as these monkeys learned how to do this task, suddenly the monkeys 7 miles away knew how to do it. And that's what the NSA tries to target. That's what the deep state, the bad elements of it, they try to target trends and awakenings and steer them and control them and manipulate them so that they can be in control of human de-evolution towards human exterminism and the rise of this new silicon life form, they believe, because the dark force programming their agenda that gives them some advanced knowledge, but it's all twisted, tells them you've got to kill everybody and, quote, save the earth first before we give you ascendance. But really, they're the ones killing the earth. And remember, all these different people like Elon Musk and others warned you, beware those that worship AI gods and say the end of humanity is here. And then sure enough, Silicon Valley launches its priest to counter Musk and myself and says, oh, it's good. You could be in the elect. You could be ascendant. But you'll have to physically die before your brain's uploaded. Well, I'm sorry. I was already given that idea by the OSS operative and the inventor of the telecommunications satellite, Sir Arthur C. Clarke, a Luciferian. I already know about childhood's end, my friend. No escaping you will be childhood's end. Warren Buffett, oh, it's liberal, it'll save money. Don't worry, doctors, you won't have to kill somebody. The AI will decide who lives and die. And its name is Thomas, after Thomas Watson of the death camps, who ran the Nazi computers. Total fact. But they think you're stupid. But the thing about all these old globalists is they're all very robotic. They're all very psychotic. They're all very soulless. So they have to mimic an ape acting like a human, but they can't. They're not. But we must transcend them in the great test or fall. Now, we come back, the most positive news ever, and then all the other news, and then Dr. Corsi, he's got intel in the deep state planning to target Sean Hannity, and Hannity is concerned about that. They're already targeting Sean Hannity. They already raided his lawyer. God. So that's coming up. Zach's going to pop in and get into some stuff that he says is a window into all the other stuff that's going on. Please remember that if you're listening to us on local radio or local TV watching, please tell folks to tune in. It's that word of mouth that trumps everything they do. It's the real power you have. It's the real power we have together. If you're watching or listening on the internet, send people to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com. To, hey, here's the forbidden stuff. Here's the guy they say is the most evil man on earth. Hear what he's saying. Why are they attacking him everywhere? Hear what they don't want you to hear. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. And yes, we have free shipping still going for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com on all of our best-selling nutraceuticals. X2 is amazing. Get it 50% off when you combo it with BioTrue Selenium. The two go together electrochemically. You need them together. So together they're 50% off and free shipping. Grainforce Plus, our best-selling nootropic, is 50% off. That's getting a little bit low on the supplies, though, so that special's going to end in a couple of days. The real Red Pill Plus with the pregnenone, the minerals, all the rest of it. Now that energy, that's there, free shipping. Silver Bullet, Alpha Powers, all of it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, just keep thinking about freedom. Keep praying to God for an awakening. Just keep taking action and bucking the bullies, and don't be afraid. And the Internet of the Spirit will transmit the information over and through the enemy. They can't stop the transmission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. The new world order.
So I've got some very good news for you, my friends. All over local news stations across the country, all over local papers, I'm noticing, meaning it's not centralized corporate talking points. I'm seeing news articles about Alexa spying on you for Amazon. I'm seeing articles about families taking the cell phones and smartphones away from their children. I'm seeing articles about people taking the phones away and getting their lives back. Paul Watson has been on vacation for 10 days in Spain. He comes back tomorrow. And he was saying to me today that he had his phone turned off for days. And then he's so happy. I decided 2 weeks ago with my daughters, who when they go to a friend's house or the school field trip or whatever, I let them have their, quote, smartphone. But they got so obsessed with it, with the dopamine programming, the inventors of it, the people that run those systems, they admit it's meant like a slot machine to program your child, to make them depressed when they don't have it. Took them away for a couple of weeks, 100%. It's like kids from the 1950s outside having fun, totally nice, playing together, doing art, having a great time, playing with the dog, playing with the cat, playing with the baby. It's great. It's like they went from being okay to amazing. Just like that. And they admit in major studies, cell phones cause lower IQs, brain damage, depression. And then if you get on the social media, it's even worse. So without even looking today, I was planning to come on air and talk about this. But then I saw in Yahoo News, French News Agency, Daily Mail, and others, these articles. A whole bunch of them just in my stack from what they just printed off major news. It's already a big phenomenon that people are leaving their smartphones behind. They're turning them off. They're spending more time with family. Smartphone orders are down and flat. It's absolutely made me happier. Simon Cowell reveals he hasn't touched his mobile phone in 10 months. Because it was making him distracted and irritated. Well, it actually heats up the brain cells in major studies and breaks the DNA, and just old-fashioned cell phone radiation doubles the chances of brain tumors in major studies. Look it up. 5G and other microwave radiation increases it even worse. So, how getting rid of a smartphone revolutionized my life. People have been talking about getting rid of these little computers that dominate and control our lives for years, but now it's the Financial Times. It's everywhere. And it's a phenomenon. And they know this in history. They know this in culture, that there's a tipping point. And once people get to that point, you can't stop it. No army can stop an idea whose time has come, said the French philosopher and statesman Victor Hugo. And I totally agree with it. Just like Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Try to change things for my family and your family, because I'm a survivalist. I'm a futurist. I'm a believer in humans. I believe in expansionism. The global sociopaths and followers and psychopaths and cowards and mercenaries look at me and they think, you're a fool. Really? I'm a fool because I want a future for humanity, not just what I can get for myself right now. You're mentally ill. The first offers to buy me off almost 20 years ago were $1 million a year. $3 million a year. People say, oh, well, tell us who did it. Well, it's business opportunities. It's corporations. We're going to control what you say, what you do. We're going to give you book deals. I was to be the Glenn Beck. And finally, they went, okay, we'll give you a $10 million contract. And we'll give you a book deal and a Fox News show on the weekend. But, and I remember when I said no, the executive said, I don't make that in 5 years. You got to take this. And when I didn't take it, a couple years later, Fox was in the New York Daily News saying, Jones wants to be on Fox, but Jones doesn't get to be on Fox. See their sick culture? When they know full well I pissed on them. So to all of you, with all the censorship and attacks we're under, that point your finger and say, oh, look, if you promote InfoWars, they block you on Twitter or Facebook. That's the point. We are the trailblazers. We're the tip of the spear. I'm not trying to win popularity contest here. I'm trying to change the world. And to get those tipping points, you've got to be unpopular at first. Like the first abolitionist, Thomas Jefferson wanted to free the slaves, but he couldn't get the votes. And then by 1800, 2% of the North was abolitionist. But by 1867, slavery was outlawed. 65 years later. So see, to all the followers, I'm going to explain to you how to be a leader. Because you haven't figured it out yet. But I was offered $10 million to be Glenn Beck right before 9/11 even happened. And I said no. And then I bring in way more than that now. And then I spend it right back into what we're doing. Because I have a mission. It's not to have a wide-body jet like Glenn Beck's having to sell now. The guy's got like a jumbo jet. I'm not trying to live in a 50-bedroom house. Why? So the dog can crap in other rooms? I'm moving into a smaller house. Because it's easier and happier. I'm trying to change the universe, not like a peacock sit up there in Hollywood. I mean, I saw the headline. I remember 8 years ago I said, Communist China now owns Hollywood, and oh, the anti-Semites went crazy. Those were really the bots. And they said, oh, you know, you're covering up. Look at the Washington Post, the coming Chinese crackdown on Hollywood. Next year's news today. And look, I'm not bragging about this, folks. I'm just telling you, I'm tuned into the zeitgeist. And that's why they don't like me. The globalists are tuned in, too. They use it against you. I'm trying to trailblaze. I'm trying to blow open doors. I'm trying to break glass ceilings for humanity. And the fact that Paul Watson said we should launch a major initiative to get rid of cell phones and be happy and get outside more and get into self-help and self-empowerment. And I'm like, yes, yes, because that's what folks are looking for, not just the info, but the solution. Yeah, be aware the bad guys are over here. Don't go with them, but then offer something better. And so we need to move into that. More than ever, because you've got all these top writers and journalists and Simon Cowell and you know all these people saying, get rid of them. Here it is, long-soaring smartphone market heading to earth, going down, French news agency. And notice, it's all just right here. Humanity is struggling back. They purposely have blocked a peace deal in Korea for 60 years. That's why Trump can end it. Remember, Obama said you'll never have 3% growth rate. It's about to be 4% because you can't wave a magic wand. No, I can't wave a magic wand, but you got us tied up in the corner. I can untie us. This is big. This is the horrible Satanists and control freaks and wicked people, the psychopaths, wanting to control the future, being greedy little cowards, thinking they were in full command, and humanity's waking up and resisting it like a raging bull. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there was so much breaking news yesterday that I came in and did a couple live reports. In fact, I broadcast for over 2 hours out of the new podcast studio yesterday with our little mini crew. And there were 4 or 5 different CNN articles alone because the talking points come out. And ABC News had the same ones. Paul Watson actually retweeted it. That's probably a good place to find it. So I forgot to pull it out of the stack during the break. There's like 60 articles just in this stack. But CNN goes, America's really doing good economically and all this stuff, but we're really at unease because of Trump. And then it says, America's really doing good because of Obama. No, Trump directly did the economic policies that turned the country back on, and that's a fact. We'll take 5 hours to go over it all, but the policies, bringing the jobs back, incentivizing, getting the taxes cut, calling thousands of factory owners and saying, if you invest, don't worry, it'll all come back. I mean, Trump's new nickname is the magic wand. In fact, you heard it here first. Obama gave him the name. First, Obama called him the trash man. And I went, how's that an insult? He's taking out the trash. But I'm telling you, Trump's new nickname is the magic wand. We give him a fancier name, the scepter. But the truth is, Americana and free market works. People have dreams, they have hopes, they're smart. You get out of people's way, you can't stop them. Remember Obama said, what a magic wand, you'll never get up to 3% growth rate. I couldn't. It's at 3.8 right now, folks. It's going above 4. Because I know folks that have been in the meetings inside the White House. You're like, wait, it's at 3.2, the news says. It's 3.8. When the quarterly comes out, it's going to be 4, 4.1. We're not sure yet. Yeah, the unemployment rate's 3.8 as well. So that's 50-year, no, since the 50s, you haven't had that. It's like the 50s all over again, back to the future. Now, they say, oh, you want to go back to America. No, America's about going forward. Globalism is the feudalism and the serfdom and being poor. We're going back to the future, baby. So that said, I saw this Sean Hannity piece attacking he and I, and Sean Hannity's the number one guy on cable news by millions. And he just gets more popular as he wakes up. I mean, he was always pro-gun, pro-America. Nobody's perfect, but he's even attacked me with stuff years ago that people misrepresented. And I get it, okay? I'll say this right now. We're blessed to have Sean Hannity. And when I wake up in the morning and I realize they're trying to destroy me, I feel good to know he's there. Because other than Drudge, which is bigger than anything when it comes to total visitors, there's like Trump, there's Drudge, there's Alex Jones, and then over here there's Sean Hannity. With his millions of radio listeners, tens of millions and all of it, he's the only thing out there as big or bigger than InfoWars that's a personality talking every day other than Trump. So it's kind of a weird scenario where it's like Trump, Hannity, and me, and the media thinks they're going to get cheap shots at Hannity all the time, misrepresenting what I've said and going after Hannity. Then I watch Hannity sitting there with the Hill reporter who's broken the bombshell info that we already knew because Obama bragged about it, but now it's proven they lied. He has the proof of it, that they were spying on him way before, you know, the campaign even was dominant, before his inauguration, before he was president-elect, before his he won the primary and became the nominee. And so he's got this Hill reporter on. He goes, you know, do you think Dr. Corsi, who's coming on a little while, is right? Do you think Corsi's right with all his White House horses and everything else that I'm the next target of the deep state? Sean, they raided your lawyer and then outed your own personal details that had nothing to do with anything all over the news and implied you were some type of criminal. And they tried to take your sponsors and kick you off the air. And Media Matters admitted 5 years ago that you're their main target to get. And all this is going on, and they targeted tens of thousands of churches and Christian groups for the IRS, and you're asking if Corsi's right that you're being targeted? You're already being targeted. And it just shows Hannity's blind spot, because I know people that know him well. He's so Mr. America, so quarterback, you know, just Mr. Cleaver, that he's on the show going, really? The deep state's going to make stuff about me and come after me. Really? That's where we are? Yeah, Sean, that's where we are. Just because you're Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, and I am too, and walk little old ladies across the street, and just because you don't ever scam anybody and you're not a criminal, that's why America likes you. They pick up instinctively on that. Doesn't mean they're not coming after you. They're coming after you because you are good, Sean Hannity. And those of us that aren't evil need to realize they're not playing according to our deck of cards. It's taken you a while to figure that out, and I'm not saying you're bad. I'm just saying they hate you because you're on target. They hate you because you've got it. They hate you because you talk to the president every day. They hate you because they're losers and no one watches them, and they all watch you. Because to them, it's all about their own personal power. They can't stand the fact you're the number one media personality in this country. Bigger than Limbaugh, you name it. As a personality, bigger than Alex Jones in a positive way. They don't know what to do. And so you're sitting there with this Hill reporter asking, do you think it's true? Do you think the sun came up this morning? So, they try to act like I'm the weakness of the nationalist populist awakening because I'm the strength. Because if anybody ever starts just going with the truth and not caring what they say, the public wants it. It's why you've got the top ratings. The truth is they did illegally spy. The truth is they are on the Russian payroll. The truth is they are on the Chinese payroll. My God, China owns all six. They have controlling interests in all six big production houses. You go see a movie, it's communist Chinese propaganda. Half measures aren't going to beat them, Sean. And I know Fox has had you on the edge of having to leave. I know they've been on your ass a year ago when they were still running all this anti-Trump stuff when they thought they could still win. But now the Murdochs get that they have to get with the wave. We have the initiative. We have the cutting edge. We're winning. So I say to Hannity, don't give them any half measures. Go all the way. But yeah. I love how they target everybody. They say bankrupt everybody, sue everybody, destroy everybody, get us off air. And then, oh, there's no deep state. Nobody's spying on Trump. Oh, nobody's trying to get Alex Jones or Sean Hannity. Balderdash. And we'll get the inside scoop from a guy that's worked with U.S. intelligence and everywhere else. And I'm not going to get into it all. Number one, three times New York Times bestseller. Dr. Corsi will be here to give us the inside scoop. But of course they're coming after Hannity. And if they can get Hannity, they can get every one of us. Is Hannity perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. But we're not out to get the country. We're not anti-American. We're not anti-capitalist. We're not anti-gun. That's why they're going to call us Nazis. They're going to call the whole Republican Party Nazis. They're going to lie about what I said about 9/11 when I said Saudi involvement and a cover-up, which has now come out. They're going to misrepresent everything because we're kicking their butt. Here's Sean Hannity.
Senator Chuck Schumer said that you better not mess with the intel community because they're going to get you six ways to Sunday. This is great news for me. Best-selling author Jerome Corsi. He's the author of this book. It's out now in bookstores on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's called Killing the Deep State. You might remember him. He was back. Remember the group against John Kerry, Vietnam Vets for Truth? He was one of them. He's saying that yours truly, that I, Sean Hannity, am the next target of the deep state. Wow, isn't it so great to know that these corrupt officials with their backs against the wall that are desperate, desperate people do desperate things, the people that have the most powerful tools of intelligence, they're now going after me. Okay, really? So sadly, after all we have learned, you know, now we have Jerome Corsi's prediction. It doesn't surprise me. Isn't that sad? Are we the United States of America, or are we going to be the former Soviet Union, or are we going to be Venezuela?
Stop right there.
I promise you this one.
Oh, I love this part. We're going to come back with this where he says, I promise this, I'm never giving up, I'm never backing down, never stopping. We've all got to have that. We're going to come back and put the rest of it. Back it up like 20 seconds. But we were becoming Venezuela. We're changing it. Hannity, all of you, all of us standing up to him is making them come out of the dark, making them reveal themselves. So this is positive, Sean.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You are tuned in to the most hated, demonized radio / TV show in the world. That is by globalists, by pedophiles, by corrupt Islamist groups. You name it. Anti-free market groups, communists, they don't like us. So Sean Hannity, he's the number one guy in U.S. media. And they demonize the living hell out of him. And Nielsen's been caught giving CNN double the ratings they deserve. There have been big scandals. So when you hear that Hannity, you know, has 2 million more viewers or whatever than CNN, it's far, far bigger than that, obviously. I mean, they have to pay airports and hotels to put CNN on. Leftists don't even watch it. It's beyond birdcage liner. It has no inherent value. But that said, just to hear Hannity, obviously, I guess maybe he knows his audience doesn't know this is going on, but like, could it be true? Could I be targeted? Gee, they just raided your lawyer, totally illegal, and then put out a bunch of private stuff that wasn't even bad on you. They want to destroy you. They come after your sponsors. And listeners have to understand that. Anybody telling the truth, they're going after them. Now, Fox News, with the Murdoch sons and all of it, tried to be anti-Trump about a year ago. Remember? It failed. They tried to push a year and a half ago Megyn Kelly. Boy, I tell you, they love her $67 million contract at NBC. She has the lowest ratings on television. She's a joke. People want common sense. They want the truth. And that's why the establishment tries to act like you got 14 heads if you listen to Sean Hannity. And they lie about what Hannity's saying, just like they do me. They take it out of context. I talk about Hillary funding Muslims to kill people in the Arab Spring. They edit it on Fox, on Megyn Kelly, and say, I say, Hillary's killing kids in a basement. That video's online. Yeah. Megyn Kelly caught editing video to lie about all the shows. The point is they'll go to no ends to do this. But Hannity doubles down. I'm going to play the whole clip now and says, I will never shut up. I'll never go away. I'll never surrender. And that's the attitude. We're so close to winning. But they attacked Hannity. Hannity echoes what InfoWars conspiracy theorists told him. I'm the next target of the deep state. You know, of course he just talks to the White House every day. Of course he has three number one New York Times bestselling books. Oh, but he has no credibility. He was the guy that exposed NAFTA and GATT and everything else to Lou Dobbs, who then got fired. Oh, and why did Lou Dobbs get fired? Lou Dobbs had more viewers than the other top three rated shows combined on CNN. Remember back in the old days when Lou Dobbs had more viewers than Sean Hannity? And it's not a pissing contest. Fox News knows if they put Lou Dobbs on in a primetime slot against, say, or lower in the day against, Shep Smith or something, it'd have five times the ratings. But again, they're trying to suppress it. But they lost half their ratings in the year they were anti-Trump, so they backed off and then, boom, they're back to number one. Again, this is the globalist quandary. Freedom's popular, but they don't want it. So here is Sean Hannity throwing down the gauntlet, like, oh, so what? Hey, you're not on air like he is. And I'm not bitching at the listeners, but let me tell you something. They come after your family. They come after you in every other way. And all I'm pointing out is that we need to hear more stuff like this. And again, why is he number one? Why has InfoWars been number one online? Despite all the censorship. Because freedom is popular. You want freedom. I'm just a bellwether. I'm just a re-expression of what you want and what you desire. Here's Sean Hannity.
And by the way, great news for me tonight. Pay close attention. Remember when Senator Chuck Schumer said that you better not mess with the intel community because they're going to get you six ways to Sunday? This is great news for me. Best-selling author Jerome Corsi. He's the author of this book. It's out now in bookstores on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's called Killing the Deep State. You might remember him. He was back. Remember the group against John Kerry, Vietnam Vets for Truth? He was one of them. He's saying that yours truly, that I, Sean Hannity, am the next target of the deep state. Wow, isn't it so great to know that these corrupt officials with their backs against the wall that are desperate, desperate people do desperate things, the people that have the most powerful tools of intelligence, they're now going after me. Okay, really? So sadly, after all we have learned, you know, now we have Jerome Corsi's prediction. It doesn't surprise me. Isn't that sad? Are we the United States of America, or are we going to be the former Soviet Union, or are we going to be Venezuela? I promise you this one thing. I'm never stopping, ever. Here to help break down this damning new report is The Hill's John Solomon. John, good to see you, sir.
I could play that over and over again. I'm not stopping. I'm not backing down. And what is the report? It's not about tooting our horn, but if you type into Bing or any other search engine, Google doesn't work anymore. I'm not a fan of Microsoft, but it's like the old Google. It's a pretty fair search engine, Bing is, for a big establishment one. It's better than DuckDuckGo, and I've tried like 50 of them. I'm sorry. Bing's the best. I mean, the crew agrees. It's like Google doesn't – it's totally broken. They killed Google search function in their information war. Hell, Google's saying Republicans are Nazis when you look at Republican Party. I mean, you know, that was Friday's news, like 50 years ago. The reason I go back to the sanity thing is that if we get on a war footing about this and don't care what they say or do anymore, we're going to win. If we keep caring what leftists say or do, they're going to have this kind of brainwashing authority on us. And I'm tired of them defining everything. I'm sick of it. But here's an article from Zero Hedge. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. FBI spying on Trump started in London earlier than thought. Well, and we broke last year. And then just a few weeks ago, that it was Stefan Halperin and then the other folks. And I know who the others are. I don't want to get sued, so I'm not going to hound them. But they're the people that were in all the meetings that they had minutes of going, let's meet with the Russians. Let's meet with the Russians. These little nobodies that got in the meetings, they were trying to plan it. And so Obama has been caught. Obama was in the news in November after Trump won and December going, we've talked to President Obama's staff. And they say, don't worry. Trump was being surveilled and is a Russian and the evidence will come out. The delegates won't even seat him on the 20th. He will not be president. Then I'm like, hey, look, they say in the news that they were spying on Trump, and that's illegal. And then Trump says, oh, they were spying on me. And they go, you're crazy. We weren't spying. Well, we've got hundreds of news articles saying it. Of course, people ask how I knew. You globalists admitted all of this. I've just got a memory. Used to be photographic. It's not now, but it's still damn good. And, man, I remember every damn word you said. So people keep asking, how do you know? How do you know this? How do you know this? I mean, type into a search engine. Right now I'm Bing. It's at Infowars.com at the end of it. Type in Obama ordered spying on Trump. You'll get stuff 2 years ago before he was even elected. And how did we do that? How did we do that? Because the Democrats bragged about it. My God, the last time they did was on January 20th, 2017. And it was in the front page of the New York Times. They spied on Trump Tower and his lawyer and everything. And they said, oh, and we've got the proof. And we got the damn front of the newspaper. And then they had the author on, Piers Morgan, and all these other foreign shows saying, I'm lying about it. Who's the other CIA guy? Anderson Cooper? Here, let's have the seven ways to Sunday. Now, that was the judge. That was in March of last year. Yeah, that was another great patriot coming out. Judge Napolitano saying that, but we've got us on record. Hell, I'm attacked by CNN for being the progenitor of it. Remember, I made a big hissy fit 2 weeks ago about that clip? It's the clip of CNN says Trump learned about spying from Alex Jones. Remember that clip? Just because I'm going into that, we might want to pull that up. I'm a little bit OCD about stuff. I know all the facts. I have it all. I want to show you each time. I want to continue to hammer you with it because I want you to fully wake up and get what's going on here. That they think you're so dumb that they said days before the inauguration, Trump better watch it. We got seven ways to Sunday to get in the intelligence community. And then Trump goes, the intelligence community's doing stuff to me. He's the president. He knows all that now, but it's classified. He could release it, but he was setting them up to lie about it to get it all to come out. Let's go to it right now. Here is Chuck Schumer.
Shot. This antagonism is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
So,
there you go. Now, what did Bill Maher, when he attacked me on Friday night, say? Jones is insane. No one spied on Trump. No one from the FBI. They just watched him because he's a Russian agent. He actually said that word for word. That, the Russian agent thing's been disproven, but he goes, there's no spying. They just surveilled him. But he goes, oh, but Rush Limbaugh's good. Alex Jones is bad. Really? You haven't listened to Rush Limbaugh yet, have you? We blew the doors open to make it safe for L. Rushbow to tell the truth. You don't think Rush doesn't know as much as I do or more? Ha ha! Second hour coming up. Share those links. Jam it down, Soros.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.